This is Relentless in her first podcast coming to you from below top secret in response to Thomas Crown regarding quitting smoking and stinky people. I too am a smoker. I have attempted many times to quit and have failed again and again. I think the longest I've gone without smoking is probably 10 days. And yes, Thomas is right. One of the things that becomes enhanced in your life when you quit is your sense of smell. And you realize what you smelled like as a smoker. But you realize something else too, or at least I did. My sense of smell became so acute. Not only did I notice smokers smelling like ashtrays, which quite frankly didn't really bother me, because that's nothing that's been objectionable to me in the past. I don't mind first-hand smoke. I don't mind second-hand smoke. I love cigar smoke. I love pipe smoke. I like smoke. What I don't like is what the rest of the world really does smell like. Honestly, once I quit smoking, my sense of smell was so acute, I realized how many people that I deal with, work with, run into, have to be with, stink. I don't know what else to say. It was just horrendous. There's a lot of people out there who stink, and they're not necessarily smokers. And I found it extremely objectionable to be aware of that fact. I don't know what it is. Use a mouthwash, take a bath, do something. There's a lot of people out there that stink, and it's not just smokers. Anyway, I am really, really proud of you, Thomas, for hanging in there and doing the big quit. And I do hope someday to follow in your footsteps. And it could be tomorrow. It could be an hour from now. Or it could be years down the road. I don't know. But there is a downside, and I just wanted to state it. This is my first podcast. Be kind, folks. Thanks. Bye.